Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 11. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there we go, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Yeshua said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Amen. The title of this message is Show Us the Father. Show Us the Father. And to be honest with you, I'm a bit wary of sharing this message now because I don't think I fully understand what I'm going to say. But what I realize now with the things of God is that it's an ongoing process, you understand? And so when I was praying about it, I thought, well, if I'm waiting till I know it all, I'll never share it, you see. So this is an ongoing process, okay? Work in progress, all right? And I'm inviting us to move on this wonderful journey together. Obviously, Christianity is, as we know, a relationship with God. That's what it is from beginning to end. But please understand, your and my relationship with God has got to grow. You'll understand that. It's like any relationship. If there's no growth, it's dead. Don't you see? And you and I, when we approach God, have got to realize that we don't stay the way we are the moment we meet Him. Let me explain it like this. Everybody has had dealings with babies. Amen. We had two of our own. Surprisingly, they grew up. You all know what babies do, especially mothers. They do whatever they want. Am I right?
Yes.
You have to have a towel on your shoulder because they just whoops all over you. And other lot comes out the other end and the nappy has to be changed at some stage. They are messy. They are messy. But listen, the baby couldn't care who you are. Am I right? If I was the king of whatever nation, they would still behave like that. If I was the president, if I was anybody, they would still just behave like that because that's how babies are. However, we all believe that eventually babies grow up. It would be terrible if I came into the boss's office and I said, before I talk to you, have you got a dustbin I need to bring up? Sorry, can I phone my mother? I need her to come and change my nappy. What would you think of a person like that? Oh my soul, there's something seriously wrong. Amen? And please, as children of God, when you and I are first born again, we are just like babies. We bumble into His presence, we throw up, we make a mess. But it doesn't bother Him. Why? Because He wants to hold the baby. Amen? What I'm trying to say is we have to grow up, you see. Now we go into the presence of God and we just throw our toys out the cot. You know what it is when you're babies. And that's fine to start with, you understand? That's fine. There's no problem with that. That's how it is. But you see, what does God expect us to learn and grow up? Why? Because you see, when we want to have a meaningful relationship with God, it's two sides to it. We can't just expect God to do everything for us. There's something we've got to do ourselves, you understand? And one of the things we've got to learn more and more, and I've been struggling with this, I must be honest, is how do we actually relate with God? Now, I know a pastor's not supposed to say that. He's supposed to say, I've got it all together and expect everybody to be the same. But it's not like that. My point is that as we grow, we learn a bit more. Can you see? It's an ongoing process. And as I'm saying, yeah, I might have learned a lot, but there's still a lot more to learn, you see. And I realized something, that the one thing that the Jews struggled with, they've been taught from day one, there's only one God. Amen? There's only one God. And they struggled with the fact that God had a son, and he was also like God, you see? And even today in the church, people struggle with the idea that there's a Holy Spirit. He's like God. All right, but we know these things. We know the doctrine of the Trinity, as they call it. By the way, the word Trinity is not mentioned in the Bible. But that doesn't mean it's not true. The fact is, in the beginning, the gods said to each other, let us make man. Who were they speaking to? One another. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Right, so we all know that. Now, let me explain the predicament I find myself in, and I'm sure many of us do as well. When I'm going to pray to God now, as all Christians should, talk to our Heavenly Father, the question is, who do I talk to? Amen? Do I have to start, okay, let's do the Father now. Good morning, Father God. Then go to the Son. Good morning, Yeshua. Okay, good morning, Holy Spirit. Have you all got that? Can we now move on? That would make prayer a very, very tedious process if you had to sign all documents in triplicate. Can you see the problem? Now, I have taught, and it's true, that we need to know God as a Father. All right? Many people don't know a Father, and that makes it difficult to relate to God. So we need to, at first, understand that God is a loving Heavenly Father. Now, that's not too difficult to grasp, is it? But then you see, God made available His Son. He sent His Son, flesh and blood, somebody that we humans could get hold of. Right? Because God up there far away is a bit vague. It can get a bit vague. He can get a bit vague. You understand? It's something that we battle with as humans to grasp things that we can't see. So He gave us somebody who we could not only see, as John said, Him who we've heard and held, touched. You see? So the Son came, and that was wonderful. But then we all know what happened to the Son. We humans didn't treat Him too good. And He said, I'm out of here. He went back home. But He said to His disciples, don't worry, I'm not going to leave you unattended. And then He sent who?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Can you see? He sent the Holy Spirit. So we have a part of the Godhead that is here now, real. You and I, because of the Holy Spirit, can have an intimate relationship with the Son, just as if He was here now. I've taught that. It's important to have those three aspects built into your and my relationship with God. But still, the problem is, how do I pray? Can you see? How do I pray? Who do I pray to? And the truth is, you can pray to any of them, all right? As children, babies coming in, doesn't matter who you pray to, He hears. You understand? He hears, and the prayers are dealt with, however God chooses to filter them through Himself. So it's not a question of a right and a wrong prayer. I don't have to go through all three of them. Do you understand? I can pray to the Holy Spirit. He knows the heart of the Father. The Father's heart is in Him. Christ is in us. They all know about it. You see, the prayer gets through, is what I am trying to say. However, the point of this message is that we can move to a deeper level. We all know this. The Bible says something, we can understand it at one level, but then as we grow, we can understand it at a deeper level. Can you see that? So anyway, the disciples were struggling with this. They wanted to see God. We all want to meet with God. It's like prideful attitude. In a sense, we think, well, forget about the Spirit, forget about the Son. I want the boss. You get it? Somebody comes into the business. I don't want to speak to the sales rep. I want to go straight to the top. Now, please, if you and I are babies, let Him oops all over you. God says, fine, it's a child. However, let me just put it this way. If we want our relationship with God to grow, this is really important. If we are mature, we start to grasp something. There is what the world calls protocol. Do you know what I mean by protocol? Let me explain it this way. If you wanted to go and see the King of England as he is now, personally, I'd rather have gone to see him the Queen. But anyway, you want to go and see the sovereign, all right? Do you think you could march into Buckingham Palace and walk straight in? And let me tell you what happened. They get hold of you. If you have got an audience for a start, but before you set foot in the throne room, they tell you this is what you do, this is what you don't do. Can you see there's a whole protocol? It doesn't work just at the level of royalty. In any business, there's often unwritten protocol. You don't just go to the boss and expect to get everything from him. If you have an issue with an organization, the way to go about it is start where you can, at the point of contact, and then you move up. If you do it that way, by the time you get to the top, you'll get some results. Can you see? What I'm going to say might sound a bit technical, and I don't want to sound technical, but you see, we're talking about maturing in God and understanding things. Amen? Because we want to grow up. We can't carry on being little babies and just barging in and oopsing all over the boss. In a sense, we can't do that. Amen? So here's what I want to say. The Lord said to them, no one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, so now I always understood that to be, well, you will only get saved if you accept the Lord Yeshua, which is true. All right? But please, the things of God have a greater depth. Can you see that? They've got a greater depth. Because the truth is, if you want to know the Father better, the way to do it is not just to go directly to Him, but to spend time with the Son. All right? Now, please, there's a bit of a, as it were, challenge to that thinking, because the Lord Himself said to us, when you pray, pray our Father. All right? So we're not undermining the fact that you and I can pray directly to the Father. We're not saying that it's wrong by any means. Our Father who art in heaven, we go directly to the Father. But you see, there is a place where we realize, listen, we should, if we want to go to the Father and learn more about Him, we need to get to know the Son. Why? Because the Son will show us the Father. Can you see that? The Son will show us the Father. I'm going to explain it in a bit more detail. Another illustration is helping me with this. Janet and I love to watch these YouTube videos about the big estates in England. You know, these old castles, magnificent buildings, and they cost a fortune to keep up. But what happens is the visitor goes to this place, and who are they introduced to? Yes, they might meet the owner, the lord or the lady, whatever. But the first person, apart from that, that they're introduced to is what the British call the butler. Okay, so you see, they go to the butler, and the butler knows the way around. And he shows you, and he organizes the right time for you to meet the owner and whatever, to talk to them, you see. If you just say, no, I don't want to talk to the butler, I'm not interested. The Lord Yeshua is the treasure of heaven. Heaven sent us the very best that they had. What a thought, isn't it? The very treasure of heaven was gifted to the earth to bring her back. And yes, He is our brother. He is like us. He's flesh and blood like us. And He's right here now. And He's wanting to talk to us and walk with us, yes, and all of that. But you see, we have to recognize who He is. Also, the Father in heaven, He looks down, and remember He said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. All right? Now just think about it. We are part of the household of God, are we not? This mansion of the household of God. We've got the Father there, and the Father has got His favorite Son, the firstborn. The firstborn, in a sense, has been made the head of the home. He's got to make all the decisions. He's got to fight off all the enemies. He's got to provide. He's got to do so much. And that is the firstborn Son, Yeshua, our Lord, our King. Can you see? Get the picture now, you see? Now, we bumble in off the street, so to speak, into this big mansion, right? And yes, if we babies, what do? We go to the furniture that's over there, we scratch it, we mess on it, and they say, oh, shame. And we sort of crawl up to the Father and hold His leg, and we just do our thing. And that's fine if you're a baby. But if you're a grown adult, imagine you go into the mansion, you go on the floor, you crawl up to the owner, and you hold his leg, and you scratch the table, and you just mess all over. They think this man is a lunatic. Get him out of here. Now, we're not lunatics. We're grown adults, you see. So when we come in, we appreciate how the system operates, you see. And we realize that if we want to speak to the Father, we've got to get right with the Son. Can you see that? We've got to cultivate this relationship with the Son. And when we do that, the Son, when we have a close relationship with Him, He says, come, I want to show you my Father. Can you see that? That's the way to meet the Father, isn't it? If you're a schoolboy and you've got a friend at school, his father is a great cricket player or something like that, one of your heroes, how would you get to meet that hero? The friend has got to say, come to my home. Can you see? Because the friend who's on your level takes you in, you get access right to the big dog. Can you get it? That's how it works. Now you see, how does that square with you must pray to the Father? When the Lord Himself said, pray to the Father. Well, I think there's a way to understand it. Do you remember Moses in the Old Testament? Do you know what the Bible says about Moses? It says Moses was a friend of God. All right? In the Psalms, it speaks about the people of Israel knew God, but Moses knew the ways of God. Can you see that? Different level of intimacy. You and I, we can know God, yes, and my soul, we can pray to Him and trust Him and all the rest, and that's wonderful. But let me just say, as mature, grown-up Christians, there is a deeper level of intimacy with God, where God starts to share with you and I His plans, His heart. Can you see? How do we get there? Well, the way we get there is by fellowshipping with the Son. Because what did He say? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. See, it's the same entity. You and I need to spend time getting to know the Son. And when we do that, on His own initiative, then the Son will show us deeper levels of the Father. If you think about it like this, the Son spends all His time with His Father. He's in His presence at His right hand. Occasionally comes down to the earth to do stuff, but He's mostly there. I can understand in a way that He's a bit cagey about people just barging in to see His dad. He's almost like a doorkeeper in a way. So we've got now the Father there. We've got His Son. And we need to cultivate our relationship with the Son. But how do we cultivate our relationship with the Son? All right? And that's where who comes in? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now remember, in the Old Testament, we have the story of a bride for Isaac. You remember that whole story where Isaac needs a bride, and what does his father do? He gets a trusted servant, a butler, gives him a whole lot of money, and he sends him off to find a bride. And he comes across this beautiful lady, and she waters the camels. We all know the story. And what does he do? He knows this is the right one, and he gives her treasure, massive gold nose ring. My soul. I don't know how she wore it, but anyway, you see, you can imagine Rebecca. I can just imagine this bird sitting there and thinking, go to a strange land, meet somebody I've never met. Until, guess what? Out comes the bling. And then her eyes go like saucers. And she says, I'm in. All right? And we know the rest of the story. But just think about it this way. The treasure of heaven, God wanted a bride. Who's the bride? The body of Christ. Amen. So who did He send? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came with the gift, right? And all those gifts and those treasures are designed to draw us to Him. Okay, so now let's just finish this analogy quickly here. Let's think of us, you and I, as strangers off the street. We come into this massive palace, which is the kingdom of heaven. There's the Father somewhere in the top parts of the building in His throne room. Wandering around in His stately robes is the Son. And we obviously want to contact the Father, get to know Him well. But here's the Son. We need to first meet with Him. But how do we meet with Him? The butler. Amen? The butler. You see, if you and I can get to know the Holy Spirit intimately, because He's right here, you see, through the Word, through praying, as we get to know the Holy Spirit, He reveals who? The Son, the treasure of heaven to us. And as we grow in our relationship with the Son says, come, I want to show you something about my Father. Can you see that? That's how you and I, as children of God, can mature. Let me tell you, when you hear people preach, you will know those who are intimately related with the Father. Amen? Because you'll see in them the Son and will feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I was in the business world, my colleague, my boss at one stage, taught me this. He said, when you're involved with sales, and most business, let's be honest, is about selling, whether it's goods or your services, whatever, you are selling. And at the end of the day, it's not so much the goods, it's the person. So if you go into a company now and you want to get in contact with the owner, as it were, to sell, offer a service, you've got to always go through who? The secretary, right? The secretary. Now, my boss taught me this. He said, listen, what you've got to understand is that boss in there is busy. He hasn't got time to find out all about you. And a good boss has got what? A very capable secretary, receptionist, whatever. And in a way, when you enter that business, your first point of contact has got to be how you relate to the secretary. Can you see the front of office people? If you treat them with respect, if they offer you coffee, don't accept it. Think about that. Why? And they come and say, would you like coffee? You're giving that person extra work. And if you say no, Sanishri, thank you very much. You're saving them time. You're showing them respect. They see what happens so often. You might have the appointment, whatever, and afterwards, what will the boss say to the secretary? What do you think? You get it? What do you think? And so often the decision is, I think he's great. Okay, good. We'll take him on. Now, I know that's a weak analogy by comparison. But you understand, if you and I treat the Holy Spirit with respect, now realizing he is God on this earth, but that's his function. His function, because he knows how the system works. Did you know that? He knows how much of the Son you and I will be able to accept. Let me tell you, if the Lord Yeshua had to appear now in all his glory, every single one of us would be on the floor behind the couch trying to get away. Can I tell you that? That's how it would be. He runs the universe, by the way. It's overwhelming. And God is much more. Can you see? When God speaks on the earth, people thought it thundered. I mean, heavens. Can you see? It's too much for you and I. They are too much for you and I. We have to grow to receive more. But the Holy Spirit knows us intimately, and he knows the Father intimately, like the butler. He knows, listen, the boss is busy now. Sit there. He'll come to you. Can you see? And if you listen to the butler, as it were, the doors will automatically open. And so you see, with the Holy Spirit, if we're intimately involved with the Holy Spirit, respect him for who he is, he can show us the Lord Yeshua. Not to say that you and I can't have a friendship with the Lord Yeshua all the time, you understand? But we're talking about growing in relationship, the hidden depths of God. There's no telling how deep this relationship can go with every one of us. But can you see, that's the process. The Holy Spirit, if we allow him to orchestrate it, he will take the word of God and show us the right word at the right time that will reveal as much of the Lord Yeshua that we need at the time, so our relationship with him can grow. And as these relationships continue to grow, the time comes where, yes, we've been praying to our Father in heaven, but then the Son says, listen, Graham, come along. I want you to meet my Father. And the Father himself imparts to us thoughts, understandings about his workings, some that are too precious. Let me tell you, on that occasion, I've had a glimpse of things like this. One of the things that God impresses on your heart is, don't tell anybody. All right? Just keep it between you and I. You understand? It's not that it's anything that nobody can know, but not is necessarily ready to hear it. Amen? You and I can have a deep relationship with our partner, husband or our wife, but the deep things we talk about, they're not for public consumption, are they? Got nothing to do with anybody else. Can you see that? And God's like that in a way. When you and I allow the Holy Spirit just to cement this relationship, and we know the Son. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Yes, we're learning about the Father through the Son, but there does come a stage, if we allow the process just to take control of us, as it were, then the Son is able to reveal to us the hidden depths of the Father. And we can become like Moses. We know the Father as a friend. That's what God wants for every one of us. He's got place in his heart for everyone. But you see, you and I have to recognize this. We need to mature. This whole understanding of God is something that we've got to gradually grow into. How do we relate to the Holy Spirit? Once again, it's something you have to do. You only learn by getting on the bicycle and riding it. But we can, you see, and the Holy Spirit, we must remember, is here now. He's in us. He is the part of the Godhead that is physically on this earth. Amen? The Lord Yeshua has a body, yes, a physical body. But we can have a relationship with him despite the fact that his body isn't here because of the Holy Spirit. And as we develop that relationship, we can be let in to the very depths of God, which is his will for us. I hope this has helped a bit. But as I say, it's something that we all are working with. And I'm just trusting God that what I've shared this morning will help every one of us just to move a little bit closer in. Everybody says, I'm getting closer to God. Well, he's in us, so we can't really get closer to him. But I understand our knowledge of him becomes more and more real. Can you see? So we're not just Christians in name, but living a normal worldly life. No, we become Christians in our spirit. Christ in us, as it were. And we have a healthy relationship with the Holy Spirit, a healthy relationship with the Son, and an ever-deepening relationship with the precious Father. Amen. Praise God.